after 3 o'clock today. He's going to love you for that. It's Click Live. We'll talk to the cybersecurity expert who was turned away from a US flight because of tweets saying he could hack the plane's onboard systems.
Election 2015. Making it clear. This is BBC Five Live.
It's 3 o'clock on Five Live. You're listening to Afternoon Edition with Dan Walker and Sarah Brett. Ever since we've done this programme, we do Click Live with our technology talk on a Wednesday. I've always asked for a sort of little sting to play for Apps of the Week, but nobody will listen to me.
Because so you just keep doing it yourself.
I just keep doing it myself. Kate Russell is here. Hi, Kate. What's this week's theme on Apps of the Week?
But somebody record that and sting it. My goodness, that's perfect.
I'm going to make one for next week.
Okay.
Well done, LJ.
We are talking photography apps today. And to be honest with you, I mean, you're looking at photography on smartphones and you are looking a whole different kind of field these days from what it was even just a couple of years ago. Cameras are so good on your smartphone now that you almost don't need your sort of big, expensive digital camera with all the lenses. But there's some great apps that will help you get the most out of the photography, whatever kind of photography you do. One of them is the Photographer's Ephemeris.
Right.
And you can find that out more about it at photoephemeris.com. Now, this is quite expensive. It's on Android and iPhone. It's $5.99 on iPhone and $2.99 on Android.
So it is a bit steep.
It is a bit steep, but there's a web-based version completely free to use.
Right.
And what it is, basically, it's a map-centric sun and moon timer is what its basic description is. But what it does is it's got a whole load of features that allows you to know exactly what the view and the position of the sun or the moon and therefore the shadows and the light and the way it's going to fall on your subject at any time of day ahead of time as well. So if you've got a beautiful vista with perhaps, you know, you want the sun to rise, behind a rock at just the right moment, then it will tell you where to stand and at what time to stand to do that. So you can plan your photography to get the best possible shots.
And Brad and Carly, I don't know if you're experienced photographers or your snappers. Did you find it easy to use, Brad, or was it a bit high tech?
Well, I feel like I need to use, sort of do a course to try and use this app.
Yeah.
I'm playing around with it now. I have no idea how it works.
And I tell you what, people who are really into their photography will get it straight away. But these are the kinds of tools that people who, have lots of different lenses and want to spend hours and hours composing the perfect shot, they will understand this technology already.
Carly, yes, how did you get on with it?
Sorry. No, yeah, as Brad said, I found it very confusing. I'm not as techie as Brad, and to an average reader, I think it would be very difficult to navigate. I do like the sound of it, but I think perhaps a tutorial or something like that would have been handy.
If you head over to the website, they've got a great tutorial there as
well. Oh, okay, there you go.
Oh, brilliant.
This one sounds a bit more like me. Anti-crop.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Anti-crop is magic, actually. Every person I've ever shown this app to goes, wow, that actually is magic. And it's only on iPhone at the moment. It's 79 pence. And, sometimes you get that shot and you just want to make it a bit wider, or you want to turn a sort of a 4x3 shot into a 16x9 shot. And instead of cropping back, what this does is it uses cloning technology to allow you to drag the edges of a shot open. Now, it doesn't work with people, because obviously if you've got,
you've
got a lot of people,
bigger face,
double faces and, extra heads growing out of the ceiling.
Actually sounds
like
quite fun.
Yeah, well, I went to crop a photo and I accidentally moved the crop square out and it just added more pixels. It was really bizarre, but works really well.
Carly?
Yeah, very good. It's a lot simpler to use, very colourful, bright, more visual than the last app. And it's like Instagram. It's really, really good because it's more flexible. I always want to crop my profile pictures and Facebook is more restricts me. But this is, very flexible.
So £79 pence well spent for
bargain.
You two, would it be?
Definitely,
bargain.
Yeah.
Well, our tech testers have this week been looking at the HTC One M9, the latest high-end smartphone from the Taiwanese manufacturer. And last week, we looked, of course, at the other big release. That was the Samsung Galaxy S6 Edge. So this is the big rival. Brad, what do you reckon?
Yeah, really beautiful phone, very well designed, nice to hold in the hand. I'm an iPhone user and I used it as my actual phone for a week and I am in love.
Would you have one if you could? Didn't you tell me last week you would have had a Samsung if you could?
I know, but it's
You're
just these
just
Android
so
phones.
Fickle,
they just
Brad.
Keep, I know, well, they just keep winning me over. Brilliant phone.
Carly?
Yeah, I think it's very good. Like, Brad, I'm an iPhone user, but I do think it's a bit big. It's, I think it's the same size as the iPhone 6, and as a female with small hands, I think it was a little bit weighty for me.
How would a big-handed female get round?
I'm a small-handed female. I want the biggest phone you can get. I want to have phones that hurt me to pick it up and make a long phone call on.
Really? Oh no, yes. It's got to fit in the pocket.
No, it's got to have a big screen so that I can see everything and do weird things with it. Massive pictures.
If you can't put it in your back pocket, though, LJ, without it poking out the top, surely that defeats the whole object. You might as well get a tablet.
No, change your clothing style.
Carly, did it make you... I know Brad was an iPhone user. Were you an iPhone user before you tried the HTC? And if so, has it made you think about switching?
Oh, I don't know, Dan. I'm still thinking I'm more iPhone at the minute, but I reckon if I had this long enough, I'm probably more Android. It's the camera, as Brad said. The camera's very good. That's what really persuaded me.
Sinetra, where are we sort of going with smartphones?